Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today, I'm going to read you a headline from ESPN. And I just want you to react. Is it factual? Is it not? Is it propaganda? Who knows? We get into that 7:30. Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Happy Monday to you. Grab a Dunkin', get moving the right way. Edgar Snyder and Associates tells us to text responsibly on that text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly, like I just said, 412-928-9370. We'll get into Jim Boeheim in just a moment. But Crowley, he wasn't the only guy with the basketball dreams in our head. You went out and you decided you wanted to go play a little basketball on, when was it, Saturday or yesterday?
It was yesterday. Beautiful day.
48 degrees, 51 degrees or something, right?
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to go shoot around by myself and breathe in the fresh air. My daughter was taking a nap.
Listen to this.
I was interrupted by a gang of street youths.
Okay, you went and you were just shooting free throws and shooting, you know, from the elbow and jumpers and different things by yourself, right?
Yes.
What park? Identify the park.
It was, I forget what the elementary school even is called there, next to my parents' house in Mount Lebanon. Hoover, I think that it is.
Hoover.
And it was nice, and I'm just shooting around, and then this group of like 10 kids between the ages of 12 and 14 show up. Some of them riding bikes. They had Nerf footballs and basketballs, and I'm hitting free throws or missing free throws, and kid starts chirping from the other side of the court going, look at LeBron James over there. Check out skinny LeBron.
How old were these kids?
Between 12 and 14.
What do? You just got to eat it, right?
I didn't say a word to him. I just kept playing, pretending like I didn't hear it. And then eventually, I just had to leave because I'm not going to hoop with them because what if they are way better than me? And I'm not going to talk junk on them because they're between 12 and 14, and I'm certainly not going to run them over with my car, though that's what I wanted to do. I figured just better to get out of there before my temper takes over.
Mount Lebanon kids?
Yes.
I hope one was Andy Toole's kid, who can really play, from what I hear.
They were all tall.
I hope it was.
They were all tall, and they could not have been high school kids. They looked so young. But they were giving me the business for a good, like, 12 minutes. I was like, I'm out.
Oh,
peace.
Gosh. Wait a minute. Did they want to play and they wanted you off their court maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Did they have a ball with them?
They had two balls.
Well, yep. I mean, I'm talking about, did they then play as soon as you left?
They were playing on the other side.
Oh, okay.
But then they did go full court when I left, yeah.
They wanted you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make your life tough so you could leave because they wanted to run full court.
They could have just asked me to play.
Yeah, why didn't you play? You should have been like, hey, you guys want to play?
I'm not playing with a bunch of kids.
Why?
Because they're probably better than me.
Yes.
Yeah. You could have got a nice run in, a nice sweat.
I didn't want that. I just wanted to not think about things for like 45 minutes while I'm missing jump shots. That's it. That's all I wanted.
That's such an old man move to just go, I'm going to go shoot some hoops.
Did you have a hooded sweatshirt on?
I might have been wearing this one, yeah.
With the hood on. Did you have your socks up real high?
I was wearing sweatpants, but yes, the socks were up high below.
Did you have high tops on?
No, I wore all birds.
Did you have a knee brace?
Specs.
Rex Specs, yeah.
And Ben Gay. Did you stink like Ben Gay? You went out there looking like Kurt Rambis and stinking like Ben Gay?
I did. I had the ball under my left arm. I walk out with my little water bottle. I'm just going to shoot some hoops.
In a boombox. Is a boombox with some Earth, Wind, and Fire on.
Did they chirp you all the way to the car?
No, when I started walking away, they were done. And it wasn't like they chirped me the whole time. It was just 12 straight minutes of every minute I was getting something. Larry Bird.
Did you laugh?
No, I pretended like I didn't hear him.
What if you would have turned and just thrown the ball at them like Garrett Cole? Just thrown it as hard as you could like a baseball.
They'd have taken my ball.
Yeah, and you would have been done. Then they would have had three balls.
That's right.
What kind of ball do you have?
Basket. Yeah.
I mean, is it like a Wilson NBA one, a Spalding? What?
I mean, we didn't have to get into like all the particulars.
Is it like an indoor outdoor? You don't show up with like a paneled like red, white, and blue like ABA one or.
It's just straight up orange because all the writing is off it. I had to go pick it up from my father-in-law's place and pump it up before I went.
Oh man!
Do you really think that if you would have played that they would have beat you? Like they would have embarrassed you? Like you don't think you could have hung?
I'd be a spot up shooter. Like I'm not taking it to the rack on a 12-year-old.
But hold on, you committed yourself. Yeah. You committed yourself to go get the ball.
Yes.
To pump it up. To drive to the court.
Mm-hmm.
All this. You take all this time and effort, and then you let some 12-year-olds chirp you off the court.
Yeah. No, then you got muscled by Andy Toole's kid.
I probably played for a combined 24 minutes. And that was that.
Well,
and I'm sore today, too.
That's a half.
I've never heard of somebody just like, I'm going to just go shoot.
Let's break this down seriously before we get to Jim Boeheim. What do you think your shooting percentage was? How many shots do you think you took?
Probably 50.
You only shot 50 times in 24 minutes?
I was taking it slow.
Obviously.
Were you running through cones or something?
I know. Were you doing, push-ups between each shot? How many shots do you think you made?
Probably 30.
Not bad.
I'm not. I only took like 6 or 7 threes. I was going mid-range jumper.
It's a lost art, they say. A lot of people, that mid-range jumper is a lost art.
Maybe they
were
giving you some credit. Maybe you were hitting shots and they're like, oh, look at this guy. He's
what if they were
good.
Serious? What if they're at school today being like, you should have seen this dude down the courts?
You know what Kale said when I was playing August?
Let's hear.
When no one was around and I was hitting shots and making layups and stuff, he goes, oh, you're pretty athletic. And then the game started. You put a hand in my face, it's all over.
Well, Kale thinks he's freaking Luka Doncic. Come on. That's enough from him. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I'm going to play in that thing this year because it doesn't fall in line. Normally it falls in line with when my son and I go to Michigan to that NASCAR race, but it's a week different this time. Yes, Dorn, are you playing?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll get a team. We'll figure it
when
out.
When is it?
I don't know.
Usually August.
Yeah, it's hot. Whenever it's hot. All right, Jim Boeheim, he was hot. Here's a quote, Jim Boeheim. This is from Jim Boeheim. He was talking about NIL and how it changes college basketball. He was speaking his mind. Then he walked all this back. But here's his quote. This is an awful place we're in college basketball. Pittsburgh bought a team. Okay, fine. My big donor talks about it, but he doesn't give any money. Nothing. Not one guy. Our guys make like $20K. Wake Forest bought a team. Miami bought a team. It's like, really? This is where we are? That's really where we are? And it's only going to get worse. It's crazy. That's why those guys got out. That's why Jay Wright got out. Mike Krzyzewski got out. That's the reason they got out. The transfer portal and everything is nuts. It really is. End quote. That's Boeheim the other day. Then he walked it all back after the Wake Forest coach called him and said, mind your business. And he said, oh, okay, I didn't really mean to put you guys on the spot like that. Now, this is 78-year-old crotchety-ass old man who had to vacate wins before. What Jim Boeheim may have said isn't all wrong about NIL and how it could be ruining the sport, but when you were caught cheating back in the day and had to vacate wins, you can't be the guy that finger points that other places are cheating or gives the impression or implies that other places are cheating. You just can't be that guy.
Well, I mean, if Jay Wright got out and Mike Krzyzewski got out, then get your, out.
Yeah.
Like, get out then, too. Like, if you're complaining about this, this is the lay of the land of college basketball and college sports. It's going to happen. Now, these teams that you called out, obviously, they aren't the culprits here of doing that. But if you are upset about this, then get out. Retire. Be done. Quit complaining because your team isn't good.
And even if you – Even if we're going to grant you the latitude to sit there and be a crotchety old man and complain about things, okay? Even if we're going to do that, which I'm not willing to do in Boeheim's case because I can't stand the guy. But if we do, then at least get it right. He immediately the next day walks back. Oh, I shouldn't have said that about Pitt or Wake Forest. Or, you know. No. Listen, if you're going to sit there and complain, at least get your complaints right. He's just, the guy is, he's such a dinosaur at this point. He's complaining about something that 15 years ago he was totally fine with because they did it when it was illegal. I have no time for this.
Well, I'll tell you a big problem for me. And look, I'll look Andrew right in the face and tell him this, Pony. He's not individually part of the problem, but Andrew is collectively part of this. Boeheim is a jerk, and so many successful sports journalists went to Syracuse, thus they refused to take him to task. It's embarrassing. There's so many big sports journalists who went to that school that have a gigantic voice. But when Boeheim says this and has said this in things like this for years and embarrasses that school, those people just keep it moving, they smile, and they bow and they kneel at his altar. They don't take him to task. In our field, sports journalism is full of heavy hitter big voices who went to school there, and they're all hands off with them. Nobody comes that went. Like Pete Thamel wrote this piece. He went to Syracuse. Why ain't Pete Thamel? Why didn't he stop the ride and go, you know what? This guy's a freaking lunatic. Why couldn't Pete do that? He gave Jim a second platform to say, well, let's walk this back. It's the way that Jim Boeheim is looked at as a saint by the people that cover him, not that live in Syracuse, but nationally, is just as big a problem.
Yeah, and this to me isn't as offensive as the last couple of weeks have been from Jim Boeheim, and nary a peep from most Syracuse alum about that. Here's the deal with Boeheim for me. Bob Huggins was a player in the first game that Jim Boeheim ever coached. That's how old this mother bleeper is. And if you can't hang to Doran's point, get out of the game. But if I'm the University of Pittsburgh and I'm being supposedly dragged under the rug by this guy, oh, they're paying their players. You know what I don't do? Deny it. Don't I want people to come to my institution? The Wake Forest coach goes, we're not paying anybody. No NIL money here. It's freaking legal. I want people thinking that I'm paying.
That they're going to get paid, yeah.
Pitt as heck didn't pay this team. I mean, do you think they ponied up a bunch of money for Nelly Cummings to get him from Colgate?
No. But you know what? If I am paying players and I want people to know that and I want kids to come here, that's up to me to
right.
say it.
And right.
It's not up to Jim Boeheim to say that. So this is why this is dangerous. This is why this is a serious situation, because you're calling my squad out. You're calling my school out for allegedly you thinking that we are doing something a certain way. That's not for you to say. That's not for you to call out. And if you want to call things out, let's go back to your track record and let's see what we can dig up on you.
Well, the only time he ever really won was when Carmelo Anthony was there, right. And those dudes got hit off and they had to vacate those wins. Right. I would like to see like a keeping it real press release from Heather Like, and I'm kind of serious here, that just says, we saw the, you know, quotes from Jim Boeheim, and just Heather Like, keep our name out your mouth.
Right.
Like, Heather Like. It'll be fantastic. Because you know that's what Capel thinks. You know that's what his brother thinks. You know that's what the assistants think. You know that's what people within the basketball program think. And they just, like, I commend Wake Forest for coming out and hammering the guy. Brandon Knight hammered the guy. And he didn't mention anything about Rutgers, but he did say, you know what, I played at Pitt, and he hammered him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's two ways to play it, and I can understand Pitt just letting it trickle down the road and be. I don't know if I would have done that. If he would have mentioned us by name, I may have come out and hammered him.
A capel tack could be, well, we've got bigger things that we're thinking about
exactly.
Now.
But why does the ACC let him do this too?
Right? Well,
why does Syracuse continue to let him run the university, essentially? That's the compounding problem here. He goes after student reporters in press conferences. He goes after any reporter that dare challenge him with a question that may require some sort of thought-provoking answer. The guy's just leave him by the side of the road.
I mean, this is all about power. Like, I mean, whenever you have the power, you can do whatever you want. You think you could do whatever you want. And the people that have a say-so or somewhat of a say-so that could step on it right now, they're scared of the power. They're scared to be, you know, blackballed for this situation.
It's incredible. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. An old friend had something to say I don't know if it's the saddest thing or the funniest thing that you ever hear. That's coming up next. And then a headline. One headline caught my eye that you want to hear coming up at 7:30 today. QC Kinetics there for you, right? Your body's aching. It's hurting. You say, oh, I can't work out. I'm too sore. No, no, no. Change that. Or, I can't go. You know, spring's going to be here. My buddies want me to play golf. And, oh, it's just, it hurts too much. Well, change all of that. Change your life right now. Get a hold of it. Hips, shoulders, elbows, all of it. They hurt. They can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. QC Kinetics. Learn about these exciting new cutting-edge treatments from pain caused by arthritis and injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery at all. Two great locations right here in Western Pennsylvania, Robinson and in Cranberry. 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4230, it's QC Kinetics.
Pitt men's basketball tomorrow at 7 o'clock against Louisville. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com.
All right, Window Nation, there to help you out. Coolest deal they got going on ever to keep you warm. Pay zero down, make zero payments, and zero financing for 24 months, two full years. It's exactly what that is. Listen, two free windows with every two that you buy. Let's do some math here. So I say two free windows with every two that you buy. When I talk, listen a little deeper. Two free windows with every two that you buy. So that's what this means. You buy four, you get four free. You buy six, you get six free. You buy 10, you get 10 free if you need 20 windows. Do that math there. 866-90-NATION. It's 866-90-NATION. Go online, windownation.com. You want to buy a house of windows? They'll kick in a free pair of Pittsburgh Penguin tickets. And Window Nation, they know exactly what they're doing. They've installed over 200,000 windows just last year. Yeah, 200,000 windows just last year. All they do is windows. No siding, no doors, no roofing, nothing like that. Window Nation does windows. They know what they're doing there. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. All right, I think this is probably sad at this point and not funny. I don't know, though, but it's worth playing because it's so bonkers. Antonio Brown.
I wanted to tell you guys that I think James Harrison gave me CTE. James Harrison had a legal helmet for over 20 years in the NFL, and he hit me one time. And ever since he hit me, I've been super aggressive. So blame James Harrison for my CTE.
All right. Now, does he mean James Harrison? That's the other thing. Does he mean James Harrison? Does he mean Vontez Perfect? Was he talking about, did he play against James Harrison the year James Harrison played in Cincinnati?
I think so.
So it might add up, but I'm trying to figure all this out. Where are we here?
Is he implying James Harrison hit him in practice one time?
Probably in practice. He said an illegal helmet. James Harrison wore a Revolution, which is a very legal helmet.
Yeah.
Unless he had like a special lead plate in it. I don't know. I don't know what he...
We all know Antonio Brown's got that weird fixation about the helmet stuff because of what happened with Las Vegas, but I think you hit it on the head, pun unfortunately unintended there, with the sadness here. Like, this is not, it's not going to end well for Antonio Brown. I think he's going to wind up locked up or worse than that, and I do think that head trauma probably had something to do with this, but he was a troubled guy for a while. I mean, that's why he wound up going where he was in the draft, and we know from first-person accounts that he always was an odd bird, but I do think the head trauma probably exacerbated things or amplified it. At any rate, I don't think it's going to end well.
He's 100% wacky at this point. Yeah. Like, there's no salvageable, positive, good qualities with Antonio Brown, and it has chipped away. At first, when he first started acting wild, there was like, okay, maybe you could, like the Tom Brady stuff. All right, he could live at my house. He's all right. I could keep him in check. You could kind of find the positive. The fact that he was just in the Super Bowl, like, how long?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. And where he is now, you couldn't even, I wouldn't, if you saw Antonio Brown, like, eating food at a restaurant or whatever, you wouldn't even say hi to him. You'd go the other way. You'd go as far away from possible as possible from him. That's where his life is at this point. Let alone want to help the guy out.
It becomes more and more amazing every time he shows himself in public, via social media especially, that they managed to get half a dozen amazing years out of him. 6-7 years where he was the best player in football. And that they managed Antonio Brown. Whoever was able to do it.
For me, I don't. I think it's been an evolution of him being like, I don't think he was at this level whenever he was playing football. So I hear people say that all the time, and that doesn't really register with me because he wasn't this far gone when he was playing football.
I just can't believe the enablers he has around him. Still.
I agree with
I
that.
I can't believe that there's so many people that, you know, he'll post videos. There's all kinds of people in his videos that are hanging out with him. There's people going to his concerts.
Rich people.
Yeah, rich people, like, enabling him. Like, I'm just like, how on a day-to-day basis can you even be around him at this point and say that the things that he's doing is okay and you want to be connected with that? It just blows that part is what blows my mind more than how Antonio Brown acts, is that there are people that are like, yeah, I want to be around this guy. This guy is going to, you know, I want to be in his videos. I want to support him in a different way. It's just, it's very, very sad. It's very sad that he had the world by the you-know-what. He had all the money. He had all the notoriety. He was playing football. He's one of the best, and this is where he's at.
The other part of this, too, is this. This is just 2 years ago, 2 seasons ago, he was playing for Tampa, right? I went back and I was watching some of the highlights. They were on. They were showing all the Super Bowl, like, half-hour things the other day. But then I started watching more stuff. He was coming out of breaks and running routes. No one else in the NFL could run at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Or very few. Still, just 2 years ago. Even when he went bonkers, started to go bonkers, and was kind of exiled from the NFL before he walked off the field in Tampa, and it was after the whole Buffalo stuff, whatever. When he was working out with a bunch of jabronis. But even when he was working out by himself, the footwork was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, I mean, a guy's talking about stuff that you wonder, like, should they lock this dude up?
Honestly.
Yeah, and the saddest part for me is to speak of what he was able to do on the field, the work ethic, second to none.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy, I was there for so many training camps where Antonio Brown was the last guy off the field. Antonio Brown, a superstar in the NFL, pound for pound, maybe at that time the best player in the league, certainly in the conversation. And he did it with his work ethic. And this is a guy who was jumping from couch to couch in Miami, who made his way to the NFL. He could have been a shining beacon of hope for so many people out there, but instead he's a cautionary tale, which I suppose can be valuable, but that's what's saddest to me.
Let's not overlook this either. The guy that he just called out. Like, let's not overlook that he just called out James Harrison, a guy that I wouldn't call. Out of all the people to call out and to make look dumb, I wouldn't call him out.
James Harrison is the only athlete, right? And I mean this. The only athlete I've ever been in a locker room with that I've seen being interviewed that I said, he might, and there was a couple questions he didn't like, he might reach up and grab the interviewer by his throat and punch him in the face during this interview, and it won't make, and not bat an eye and be like, all right, I got what I needed to from this interview, and I'm just walk away and get in my car and go home and not play football anymore. That's fine.
Yep.
Like, I honestly felt that way. A couple times I was in the Steelers locker room, and somebody asked him a question that, like, he didn't like. And I honestly, so many guys laugh it off or like, hey, no comment or whatever. I'm thinking, this is the one athlete. And I've been around crazy. The other one was that almost that Kella, that pitcher from the Pirates.
Oh, Keone, yeah.
That guy was wacky. But he wasn't James Harrison wacky. I honestly thought James Harrison might reach up and think nothing of knocking somebody out and just...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting his car and going, football ain't for me anymore.
Yep.
He was, and so you're right about calling him out.
Yeah, I remember walking into a bar restaurant on the South Side one night. And he was just standing there on the wall with his shirt off. And nobody was doing anything. And I just walked by. I was like, that's when I knew. I was like, oh, he's different. Like, you know, nobody, the bouncers were just like, yeah, just let him go. Just let him go. He just standing up with his shirt off. And I was like, oh, yeah. Hey, there's nobody telling him to put his shirt back on. I was like, goodness gracious.
Oh, he's something. I think he'll probably let this one slide, or we probably would have heard from him by now, considering it was the other day. But, yeah, tactical error by Antonio Brown the next time he – bumps into to James Harrison. Coming up next, I saw a headline today, and I wonder how it hits people, because I saw it and I said, is this really true? We'll get into that coming up next. FanDuel there for you, right? It's time. Super Bowl party. FanDuel, partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel right now. Use promo code FAN, F-A-N, so you can bet Super Bowl 57. No sweat, first bet. You get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not win.
FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan and the only app you need at your Super Bowl party this weekend. Letting you bet on everything. Money line to the spread, totals, anytime touchdowns, player props. It's all in there. Go explore it right now. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app And if you're new, you definitely want to plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, because that's how you get that no-sweat first bet and up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't hit. If it does hit, you get paid your winnings instantly. Download FanDuel, plug in our promo code FAN, F-A-N, and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in PA. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think Crowley's family is the subject of commercials. We'll tell you what that is coming up before the hour's out because it's hilarious. Ron Hextall spoke. Didn't say much, but he spoke. Does he need more action? We get into that at 8 o'clock. Mike Sirianni at 9 o'clock. He's the brother of the Eagles coach, Nick Sirianni. Mike coaches at W&J. He tells us about this ride his family has been on into the Super Bowl. We talked to Mike at 9. But right now, I'm going to read a headline. I'm going to read a headline that I saw on ESPN, and I saw it this morning, ESPN.com, and I thought, you know, is this accurate? Is it true? And is it propaganda? Is it just trying to get us into something that's really not exciting? Verbatim, the headline read this: "Flag football, a hit with players at revamped Pro Bowl." End quote. Flag football, a hit with players at revamped Pro Bowl. And that was the headline. Now, I didn't interview any players. I don't know. Did players say, well, yeah, it was great in relation to how the game used to be? Is it totally made up? And that two players out of all of them said, this is fun. I know this. It didn't get any of my time. I flipped past it. I looked at it. I watched. I saw that Minkah Fitzpatrick and a couple people were out there playing a flag football or whatever. And I said, I have positively no interest. Do I have a duty that maybe I should have watched more of it considering what I do for a living? Maybe. I don't know. It wasn't going to get any of my time. I don't know how they can reinvent this thing, this Pro Bowl, this All-Star Game stuff, the hockey, all of it in any sport, and get my interest, Dorn.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, and I saw Tyler Huntley throw three checkdowns in a row in a 7-on-7 flag football game. And I was like, just get the hell on with this Pro Bowl. Now, I can see why the players may say, like, this is fantastic because, what, you don't have to put on pads, you don't have to put on a helmet, mm-hmm. you don't have to practice. You could just go out there and just do a 7-on-7 and have fun. I can see where the players are coming from, but as a viewer, like, it was awful. I mean, it really was awful. Like, I don't really care enough to see big names in a flag football game.
I'm glad it was fun for them. It wasn't fun for me as a fan. Right, like, none of the All-Star festivities are, whether it's the Pro Bowl, the NHL had their All-Star stuff this weekend too. None of it is really compelling anymore. And the Pro Bowl, look, you can try to tweak it as much as you want. You can make it a flag football game. You can throw in the skills competitions and all the goofy tug of war and all that kind of stuff. It's not compelling enough for me to watch. I'm glad they had a good time.
Didn't Josh Jacobs literally say, am I missing something? This is stupid as hell.
Mm-hmm. He did, and Myles Garrett dislocated a toe. I'm guessing he wasn't made available for comment for the person who wrote that headline.
Right.
I mean, when we didn't have all of the things we have at our fingertips, it made sense that we needed something else to get us through this relative quiet time without NFL football before the Super Bowl. We just simply don't need to be entertained anymore. And they're searching, and the NHL was so cringeworthy. They're trying to be cool, and they can't. They don't know how to. And then the NFL, I admire them for trying, but I just don't think there's anything that they could ever do that would make me go, oh, this weekend's the Pro Bowl games. I need to watch that. I think they've lost me for
Josh
good.
Jacobs said, man, just send us on vacation and call it a day.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
or just cross
it's
paths.
Programming for the sake of programming that people think we need it. We don't need it.
No, we don't need it. And if I say you cross paths, you bring the NHL All-Star game together and you bring the NFL Pro Bowl together and do something where you could cross paths with both of the athletes. Like, I would want to see Myles Garrett on the ice. Like, I would want to see him on a breakaway. I think that would be funny. I would want to see Sidney Crosby run a 7 route with somebody throwing. Like, I mean, you know, that's what I would watch that. I would watch to see how good athletes are in their respective sports in a different sport.
Or how about people just go for a walk?
Yeah.
Or, like, read a book.
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly, the program, and look, I'm all for sports programming. It's how we get paid. It's what we do. But it's okay to not, we've reached a saturation point where we think we always have to put something live on and put an event on. And I don't know one person, not one, and I mean, it's not hyperbole. It isn't, who said, I got to watch this. I got to see it. And even more so, I don't know one person who even gave it a chance and watched it and afterwards said, that was good.
Right.
I am now better for spending three and a half hours.
So that's why I knew that going in, and I didn't give it 1 second of my time.
Like, if you really want, if people yearn to watch more football and you need to, you know, see another game, I mean, why not have the best XFL team against the worst NFL team, like, at this time of year? Because the XFL will be going a whole entire year. You know, next year, if you have the worst NFL team against the XFL team for, like, a bowl or whatever, I would watch that, too.
Here's the thing. I all the ideas you're throwing out, and Crowley threw out the idea. People have brought it up before. Take the two worst teams and have them play for the first overall pick. All these ideas are all well and good, but they're novelties, ultimately, right? And that's the problem, is all of this stuff comes back to, how do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it novel? Keep people engaged? You can't. You know why? Because the game doesn't mean anything, ultimately. And even if it means the difference between catching a $40,000 check and an $80,000 check like yesterday, it's still not enough. And so, like Colin said, do away with them. Send guys on an all-expenses-paid trip to Fiji or something, and go outside and shoot hoops and get heckled by 12-year-olds like Crowley. Yeah. Or read a book. Or, yeah.
Anything.
Anything. Other than watching an all-star festivity.
Look, I'm trying to, like, be... I'm trying to, like... put positive ways of, like, how they could revamp it, like, even like a golf match or something. I mean, like, something little. Like,
well, they started to work that stuff in with, like, you know, long drives and
stuff.
Yeah,
like, I mean, there's ways that I think that you could grab people and grab their attention, but a flag football game just ain't doing it. It's not doing it.
Mm-mm. No, like, it was Jordan Dominique, 1988, whatever. Larry Bird still in the three-point contest. That was it. That's when the stars needed, one, not necessarily needed the money, but there was a good chunk of change to be had. Two, all the big dogs were in it and tried. From there, it's just been downhill. Mm-hmm. And it'll never get to that point again. It'll never get there. No matter how much we try, the money that these guys make in the regulars, it's just not worth their time. It's not worth their effort to make a very nominal sum.
I'm trying to remember, like, the last Pro Bowl. I was like, the last Pro Bowl where I was like, all right, this is a decent game, was whenever Sean Taylor hit Brian Moorman, the punter. I think that was, like, the last, like, legit game where they were actually playing out there, and it was somewhat physical. Like, the players don't need it. We don't need it. It's better off to just go in a different
direction. That's 15 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it's done. It's over. We can say goodbye to it.
Yep, for sure. Coming up next, Crowley, your family. Are you embarrassed of them?
I was.
You were embarrassed? It can't just be comedic. You don't have to be embarrassed. It could just be funny. I think Crowley's family was the thought behind some very popular commercials that are out right now, and he lived it just yesterday. Wait till you hear this, because it is absolutely hilarious. Ron Hextall, top of the hour. We hear from him coming up next. Fan Morning Show.
We are well into 2023, and how's your roof handling this winter? It's been a pretty soft winter, right? It hasn't been as bad as some winters can be here in Western PA, which means it's probably the perfect time to make sure your roof is in order. Trust PJ Fitzpatrick if you need it for the perfect new roof. Get them out there today. Go to trustpj.com. Find out how they can back all their new roofs with that famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. Read all those reviews or just listen to me tell you now. PJ Fitzpatrick, fantastic. Loved the process with them from the very beginning when they came out and took photos and video from the roof and then came down and showed it to us, all the way out through the entire project when they communicated with us absolutely every day, and then during the day of the project where they told us exactly what was happening the whole time, and even after the project was complete, they checked back in to make sure we were happy. They can install most roofs in just one day, too, so don't allow it to become an even bigger problem down the road. It's roofing done right the first time and priced like it was still 2022 to keep their crews busy. PJ Fitzpatrick going to set all prices back a year and guarantee your estimate for all of 2023. Visit TrustPJ.com today to schedule your free consultation and price lock guarantee.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella
is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Pittman's basketball on the court tomorrow against Louisville, 7 o'clock on your Odyssey app. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
Ron Hextall, top of the hour. We hear from him. Mike Sirianni, 9 o'clock. He's the brother of Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach. And Mike coaches at W&J. We talked to him about the ride that his family is going on. Headed to the Super Bowl. So much to get into in the next hour as well, though. What do you do when heckling is over the line? And there's a story from college basketball where heckling was over the line. All right, so this one commercial where what's it for? I don't know, where the guy's like, listen, when we go there, we don't, and he's telling these old people to not act old, pretty much. You know which ones I'm talking about? Where he's saying,
I think they're progressive.
Progressive, right.
I think.
And he says, whenever the plane lands, we don't need to stand up. All that kind of stuff. Yeah. So Crowley says his family acted like this. Absolutely acted like this. Tell me. Fill me in.
I don't want to put him on blast, but
I just did.
Content is content. Life is life. We went to see my sister in a production of Beauty and the Beast this weekend, and it was wonderful. My daughter was all enchanted by the princesses, and she was terrified by the beast and all that. But we went with a bunch of my older relatives. Love them all to death. I make fun of them because, well, they deserve to be made fun of. My two aunts, again, I love. Got to keep throwing the qualifiers out there. They got their money eaten by the vending machine, and it was just the end of the world. It was like three combined bucks. They each put in $1.50. That's probably where their problem was. Do one transaction at a time. But they were then, okay, what are we going
to
do?
They wanted to call the FBI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people who are working at the front selling the candy, which, by the way, you could have just bought it there, and they're just going to give you the food. There's no glass that you have to get through.
But it was cheaper in the vending machine, so they went to it. Yes, that's why.
They went to the vending machine.
They wanted to save 35 cents.
And I'm like, if you walk up to them and say, hey, the vending machine took my money, they're not going to give you any money, and they're not going to know how to fix it. There's no one in the building who's going to be able to get your money out of the vending machine. So that was that. Then my uncle was complaining loudly for everybody to hear about the prices of the snacks and the concession. So before we were able to go into the show, there was a tea that all the little kids could go, and you could have cupcakes and Hershey Kisses and tea with the princess and with some of the other cast members. Well, when everyone cleared out, my uncle snuck into the room and goes, I've gone in there like 9 times and take cupcakes and take Hershey Kisses. He goes, no one's guarding it. I said, Uncle Steve, no one's guarding it because no one should have to guard
right.
it.
Right, right, right. I
mean, it's like Buckingham Palace.
Oh, I know. Old people are not, like, don't look in my mother-in-law's purse for, don't look in there if you don't want to find ketchup packets,
yeah.
sugar packets,
napkins, salt, you know, don't.
And he's thinking, well, they gouged me out there. I am entitled to these cupcakes.
Sure, it all evens out in his world.
Yeah. Right. The price of the ticket.
You know?
What are they going to do with them afterwards anyway? They're just going to throw them away.
People get to a certain age, and they just get set in their ways, and they do feel like they're owed stuff, and it balances out. Like, I can tell when my Aunt Deb, she's great. She's our nanny. But the kids don't need a nanny anymore, but she was. She raised my kids pretty much. I could tell the day she was at my house last, because the television would be on the non-HD channels. And she says, I don't like it. It would be on 2, 4, or 11 as soon as I turn on. I'd say, Aunt Deb, why? Well, I don't like it like that. Yeah. I know 2, I know 4, I know 11, and I know 53. I said, but no, if you hit 802, but those are two more buttons I got to press. And I said, but it doesn't look as good. It looks just fine.
The thing with that is the elderly, I think sometimes they don't have time to get the 802 because they look for the 8, then they look for the 0. And next thing you know, you're on channel 80 and you're farther away from the destination than you ever wanted to be. My mom, God bless her too, she's deaf in one ear. She's supposed to wear a hearing aid. She doesn't. So there's no whispering going on. Hey, that's your sister. That's your sister. Yeah, Mom, I grew up with her. I know which one my sister is. And now so does the entire audience. All sides of the stage know when my sister was on the stage. Oh, God. It was we left at intermission.
Why?
Well, my daughter, she was skipping nap time, and we wanted to leave on a good foot because I thought she would go crazy in the second half, but we needed to get out of
it. You know how it ends, too, right?
Yeah. Beast turns into a handsome lad.
Right.
Yeah. Kissing happens.
Late touchdown in that game. For sure.
Hell of a play by the Beast.
It is. Yeah.
Did your sister wear her engagement ring?
She did not, but there's another funny thing with the old people. I was waiting by the vending machines with my aunts, and one old lady goes up to another old lady who we don't know and goes, did you know that so-and-so was actually engaged to the guy playing Gaston, and they got engaged at a play last week? She didn't care. She just wants to eat her expensive-ass food.
Gaston's a bit condescending and braggadocious.
Not a good guy, that Gaston.
No, he's a bit much.
Doesn't like it when ladies read.
Yeah, you root against Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ultimate villain.
He is. Gaston, did he have like a muscle suit on, kind of?
No, my future brother-in-law, he ain't need no suit.
No, he's pretty jacked up.
He's a personal trainer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look out.
He's all rocked up.
So he had his Gaston suit on. It was real. Mm-hmm. It was no Belko with his Gaston suit.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Are you levying accusations? Congratulations, Crowley.
I just can't rule them out.
Taking shots at the future brother-in-law already.
Did he have one of those shirts on that had like ties on it? You know, like
yes.
it suited up. Like
and he
that?
Had to wear a wig with a big ponytail in the back.
Hey, ladies, don't you think I'm good looking? Like one of those. I mean, that's what Gaston does. He walks around and feeds his ego.
He does.
Jeez. He cocks it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Gaston. You could be Gaston, Dorn.
Yeah.
Be a good role for you.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Walk around.
Yeah, Gaston, look at me. I'm Dorn, Gaston, Blaston.
Gaston. All right, Ron Hextall. Ron Hextall does not have the personality of Gaston. We hear from Ron coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverados, Colorados, they're back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online too, sunchevy.com. Partly sunny. I'm not seeing any of that right now, but apparently it is supposed to be a little sunny today. High in the upper 30s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. QC Kinetics, your body's aching. It's hurting, and you just want to feel a part. I mean, that's the main thing with QC Kinetics. You want to get your life back. You want to be back out there doing things that you used to do that you miss oh so much. QC Kinetics is going to help you out. Two great locations right here in Pittsburgh, Robinson, Cranberry. I'll give you the number in just a moment. Here's what QC Kinetics does. Again, gives you your life back. Let's say that you have hip pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, any joint pain, really. And like I said, you want your life back. Your buddies are going to play golf. They're going to go on a spring golf vacation, like down to one of the islands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.